On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
From KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Ishmael Khawaja.
A man's been arrested over the deaths of 39 migrants found dead in the back of a lorry in Essex, not far from the Dartford crossing. The 23-year-old from Northern Ireland was detained in Buckinghamshire early this morning on suspicion of conspiracy to traffic people and assist unlawful immigration. The group of Vietnamese nationals were discovered after the vehicle arrived in the UK from Belgium last month.
KMFM News.
A man has been found guilty of killing British backpacker Grace Mullane in New Zealand last December. She was strangled by the 27-year-old after they met on the dating app Tinder the night before her 22nd birthday. Her body was then hidden inside a suitcase which was buried outside Auckland. Sky's Australia correspondent Jackson Williams has been following the case.
The family of Grace Mullane has got justice. The parents of Grace Mullane, David and Julian, travelled from the UK to attend this trial, sitting through 3 weeks of evidence. They wept as the guilty verdict was handed down.
Nigel Farage has outlined the Brexit Party's general election policies, promising a political revolution that puts ordinary people first. He's pledged to cut the foreign aid budget, abolish the House of Lords, and cap permanent immigration at 50,000 a year. Plaid Cymru has also launched its manifesto, promising huge investment in rail and bus travel. Meantime, an election candidate in Kent has reportedly been targeted by hackers. Tom Tugendhat, who's standing for the Conservatives in Tunbridge and Morling, says a Google address in his name had been pushing out lies to a newspaper in Hong Kong. Google has apparently suspended the fake account.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Prince Andrew's been forced to sack his most senior member of staff following his decision to step back from public life. His private secretary, Amanda Thirsk, has lost her job amid the fallout from the Duke's relationship with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The mum of a teenage boy who died after taking drugs in a field near Ashford says young people aren't aware enough of the dangers of substance misuse. On what would have been Owen Kinghorn's 16th birthday, his family are supporting a campaign to educate youngsters. They're trying to raise £50,000 for the Kenwood Trust Think Differently project, which organises visits to schools. Owen's mum, Rachel, says the threat of county lines gangs is also a big issue for young people.
It's a very scary situation for young people now, yeah. And there is the draw with that, obviously, that they can earn a lot of money and they think it's a easy ticket. The trouble is then they become the perpetrators and they're then selling it to younger children.
So far, they've raised more than £2,000 through their Just Giving page. A man who repeatedly punched and kicked a Kent police detective, breaking her cheekbone, has been jailed for 2 years. Samuel Tesfaye attacked the victim outside Medway police station while she was trying to help him after he was released from custody in May. The 28-year-old from Thicket Road in Crystal Palace admitted assault and occasioning actual bodily harm. There's a warning from police after expensive cars, including a Porsche and Jaguar, were stolen from outside homes in Gravesend. In the last 2 weeks, 4 vehicles have been taken after thieves broke into properties and stole the keys. The first event of its kind in Kent to celebrate the work of volunteers is taking place tonight. Early this year, the Lord Lieutenant announced plans to try and encourage more people to give up their time to help the many charities in the county who rely on volunteers to keep going. 24 organisations are going to be celebrated, with 9 being named overall Kent champions. Simon Dolby is one of the judges of the Kent Volunteer Awards.
Every sector has got volunteering and all of them need to be celebrated, because at the end of the day, we lead busy, busy lives, and the most precious commodity that we have is our own time. And if an individual donates that to support an organisation or to support others, that really ought to be celebrated.
And a Christmas lights display in Kent has been cancelled because of health and safety concerns. Council bosses have refused to grant a licence for the festive decorations in Pembury after tests reveal the street lamps can't take their weight.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football, and following their FA Cup victory in the week, Gillingham are back in League One action this weekend. They're travelling to take on AFC Wimbledon. The Gills are currently 14th in the table, 6 places above tomorrow's opposition. They've also won 3 games on the bounce in all competitions with 3 clean sheets, and that's pleased manager Steve Evans.
That's been great. I mean, in the last few games we've won, but we should have won more comfortably. We all know that. We've been totally dominant in most of those games, and most periods of those games. The play has been exciting. You take a 1-0 win every day of the week, clean sheet, you score a goal, you get 3 points. Everyone's happy.
That's the latest. Next update at 2.